Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Dr. Christopher Macklin back with us, medical intuitive and healer, noted author, paranormal conduit, and a global spiritual messenger. He is a very powerful channeling medium and healer from England who utilizes divine healing techniques cultivated through the divine knowledge from God in the spirit world to help people recover from all types of situations. Christopher is able to heal many people simultaneously with the help of what he called God's angelic light beings who work with him to rebalance the body's energy field. Christopher, you still in the Midwest area?
Absolutely, George. Yeah.
I will be back out that way in a couple months.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Oh, yeah. Back in Missouri. Branson, Missouri. We're not far from you, though, where you live.
No, not too. Do you ever get to St. Louis?
Sorry?
Do you ever get to St. Louis?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got to hook up the next time you do that, if I'm back there.
Absolutely. We'll do that.
Now, tell us about this incredible story of how a medical intuitive and healer gets involved and concerned about artificial intelligence.
Well, it's interesting, you know, the artificial intelligence for me, I mean, there's different types. There's robotics, there's, and then there's also social media, artificial intelligence, and then there's nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, which is kind of concerning. So I've been working with a disease called Morgellons particles, you know, Morgellons for over 14 years.
Yeah.
With amazing lady, you know, Dr. Hilde, she's a world-leading industrial toxicologist, who explained how the stuff worked. Because, you know, for me, I mean, you can't heal something if you don't understand how it works. And so, you know, it took time. But you know, the problem with all these particles is that once you ingest them and, you know, they're allowed to replicate in the body, depending on your DNA response, they grow through the body, and you know, and so you start to become transhuman. It's crazy because this stuff has got its own consciousness, and it's got its own ability, you know, for AI. So pretty crazy.
Where's it coming from?
Well, it comes from, initially it came from chemtrails. The particles are grown, you know, they're 10 to the minus 9 small, so they're grown.
Yeah.
But they're grown with, like, you know, everyone's talking about graphene oxide at the moment and things like that. It's not just graphene oxide. It's also got things like nylons bound to it, nylon 36, 33. It's got silicates bound to it. It's got plant material bound to it. So it has the ability. What do you need for growth? And the answer is, well, you need carbon. Well, you know, graphene is carbon. You need oxygen, you need water, you know, you need warmth, and it's got all that in your body. So
that's right.
The way they bind it, you know, again, this is off-planet technology, the way they bind it allows it to grow. And you think, well, how on earth do you make nylons grow? And the answer is it's the way they bind it to the you know, molecular structure of the actual carbon itself. So it's pretty crazy stuff.
In the calls we've gotten over the years, Christopher, from people who have Morgellons or Morgellons disease, they feel little fibers growing out of their body.
Oh, yeah. And you can also, depending on what chromosome it hits, like chromosome 33, you can get like bugs. So you get like this, you know, opaque.
Creepy crawly things, right?
Walking out your skin. it's probably, I believe it's the worst disease on the planet.
Oh, my God. And that's created, you believe?
Yeah, it's created by one of the defense companies. It's actually grown because, you know, you can't manufacture it. It's too small. So they actually grow it, you know, and bind it together by growing it together. It's crazy. And, of course, now it's moved forward. You can ingest it in other ways, of course. And, if you ingested it and it's grown in your body, you know, people often say, well, why don't you just detox it? You know, just detox it because we have a method, George, of when we detox, you know, heavy metals and toxins, we can switch them out of this time to a different time in the body, draw them out of space, like time-space continuum switching. That's great. The problem is that if it's grown through your fibers and through your connective tissue, muscles, everything else, it's not really then shown as like, it's not heavy metals. It's actually part of your tissue. So you can't just, you know, detox it because it will rip it out and you'll bleed out. So it's very, very interesting technology.
Is any of this, Christopher, ET technology, or is this all worldly based here?
Oh, no. This is definitely ET technology because I've watched over the last 3 years, things have changed and, you know, virologists and scientists are looking at this stuff saying, I don't know what it is, you know, because, of course, they've never seen it before. So now they're really learning about this ET technology. I mean, my opinion of this technology, of course, is when the Greys gave it to us, you know, and for abducting people because they destroyed their planet, they wanted to get themselves going, they were basically given, you know, the keys to a Ferrari to like a two-year-old, you know. So, to me, we're in trouble. I mean, I believe, you know, AI can be used for good or evil. Right now, it's not being used, you know, for such good things.
Just had a story before you came on in my news segment tonight where fast food restaurants are using artificial technology in their drive-thrus. And so when you order, you're talking to a computer. And apparently the computer has really been screwing up the orders and people are really getting upset and mad and everything else. It could go too far.
I think it could. I mean, if you think about it, you know, if you had those staff, like, for example, in big stores like Walmart and, you know, and restaurants and everywhere else, and, you know, then you've got robotics. If it becomes highly intelligent, what happens if there's a glitch in it and suddenly it starts to turn on the human race? You know, who knows?
That's right.
And, you know, there's films about this, you know, of course. And, you know, what happens if it really does? You know, you're fighting robotics, so, you know. So, yeah, you know, I think robotics have a place, but it needs to be monitored very carefully. And I don't think we're ready for it. I mean, I wouldn't want to purchase my meal from a robotic, you know, server. I'd prefer to have a proper server, you know, give her a nice tip, get human interaction, you know.
Yep.
But that's me, you know.
I mean, if you're sitting at a fine restaurant, do you want a robot walking up to you with a server?
Exactly.
Not me.
That would be a nope.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now, you talk about the unleashing of this artificial intelligence on humanity by off-planet beings. Why are they doing this?
Well, I think the Greys, I think there's a fight for this planet, you know, and I think, and truly, I think they want to depopulate us. There's various races. You know what the races are, you know. You've got Anunnaki, Draconian working together. You've got the Luciferians, all part of the system. And then you've also got the Greys, who gave us the technology in the first place. And I think there's a fight for the planet. They want to take it over. And, of course, you know, we want to stay because it's our planet too. So there's a bit of a battle going on, you know. And it's a huge spiritual battle, good versus evil, you know. So it's really real.
And what about that reptilian race?
Yeah, Anunnaki, you know, Draconian, I mean, they want to take it over as well. And I think they've kind of created, but you've also got the Archons. I mean, the Archons have no body, but they're still energetic bodies floating through the second, third, and fourth dimension. So, you know, if you look at the Archon Covenant, which was written, wow, 1940s, whatever, you know, it basically just describes give them pills, make them sick, you know, and make loads of money out of them while they're here.
Do you think governments are aware of this, Christopher? U.S. governments, world governments?
Yeah, I think the deep state part is really part of it. You know, they want to depopulate so that they can have the resources and, you know, the Green New Deal. They want to give you carbon credits and things like this. Well, you know, they don't want us having their resources. They're trying to take over the planet to keep the resources.
Now, people with Morgellons disease are truly miserable, aren't they?
Yeah, and I've seen, honestly, George, with Morgellons and actually with Lyme disease, you know, and Agent Orange, HIV, they develop a psychosis. And, you know, you can imagine, I mean, anyone would get a psychosis if you've got things growing out your skin.
Oh, yeah, or you think you have little bugs under your skin and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, they're crawling around and, you know, they go... seek help, and they say, oh, sorry, you've got a psychosis. Well, it's not. The stuff is real because I've seen it. You know, I've seen it under microscopes, electron microscopes and everything else. It's real, but it's horrible because how do you, you know, we do have a, We do have a protocol to strip it out of the body. It's a 20-week program, and it really does, using timeline splitting, it separates the stuff out. Because what's interesting is we used to, the particles could actually jump dimensions to the fourth dimension. So we used to use a thing called what I call space-time continuum energy. What it does, if you apply it to the body, it breaks down the molecular structure of things like pathogens and nanotechnology and everything else. So this stuff got clever, and the greys have a metallic structure that can actually switch dimensions between the third and the fourth dimension. So if you apply that energy and it starts to break you down, they'll switch out of this dimension, then you're not touching them. As soon as you switch that energy off, then they come back, you know, you think, wow. And I had to look for a way of locking them on a timeline so that they can't hide, you know. And that was really, I came across that about 4 years ago, just before we started the protocol. And now they're locked on a timeline to the sun. They can't get off it. Akashic record timeline, they can't, when they come back here into this dimension, they're still locked on that timeline to the sun. So that resolved it.
You mentioned a little bit about chemtrails, and that's how they're dropping this. Are there any other ways that people are ingesting this or getting this?
Yeah, current needly things, it's all in that. It's also, they're putting it in food as well, which is crazy. They're putting it in meats and you know, all sorts of things. So absolutely. No, it's become quite prevalent. That they obviously want to try and get as many people with this nanotechnology in as possible. Now, one of the problems with it is the nanospheres. Nanotubes are okay. You know, well, they're not okay, but you know, they're nanotubes. They've got complementary metal oxide transistor arrays in them, so they're computers, and they've got all this other stuff bound, so they grow. But so does the CMOS chip array inside them, so they can actually transmit, receive frequencies. They can monitor the body. The nanospheres are different. They are there almost to trigger releases of different illnesses. So what they've done is they've got a nanosphere. They've got 92, if you can imagine like a football, they've got 92 holes drilled in it. They load them with different bacterial components and then close them off, and they get triggered. In the center, there's a gold kind of antenna. So depending on what frequency you apply to that nanosphere depends on which bacterial element will be released in the body. So they have those in as well. So those are pretty serious, you know. So
you have mentioned that the reptilians may be trying mind control as well. How would that work?
Well, the thing is about it is that, you know, some of the technology they're using now is, for example, CRISPR technology. What's that? Well, when you ingest this stuff, I'm sure you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What happens is that the, you know, before people, everyone, you know, George, you've got nanoparticles, I've got nanoparticles,
everybody got nanoparticles. Does.
Yeah, but why don't you get more gallons? Why don't I get more gallons? The answer is because the DNA, RNA, and immune system is all connected. So if yours is robust, it keeps it dormant in the body. It doesn't allow it to replicate. So what they've done is by the new ingestion method, can I say that, what they've done is put CRISPR technology. So what that does is it goes in, it splices your genetics. When they talk about mRNA and all this sort of splices genetics, that means the DNA, therefore RNA, therefore immune system isn't robust against it and allows the stuff to replicate. The old way is if you ingested agrobacterium, it's in GMO foods or past things, then that would actually damage it. Now, they have an instrument to destroy the DNA straight away. The problem with that CRISPR technology is that, you know, when you fertilize egg in a fetus, becomes a, you know, fertilized egg becomes a fetus, you've got 3 months to get a soul. And now souls have to be compatible to the DNA of that fetus. Otherwise, they won't, you know, it won't sit well with it. So of course, soul comes in. If you alter the DNA of that, you know, that human being that's grown, the soul can't sit within the body properly. So it kind of lifts out about 2 or 3 inches. And that's why people, you know, are really, when they've ingested this stuff, they're not really themselves. They're very different. You know, they're aggressive. They're checked out, you know, all at the same time.
What was it about this that got you into it, interested in it, to the point where you are now?
I think because I saw it was the worst disease. You know, it makes other stuff just like look like Mary Poppins, and that's no disrespect to cancer people or whatever. But this Morgellon stuff, you know, it's making people psychotic. It's making them transhuman. You know, I've had reports of people. I mean, I worked on a lot of people with Morgellons, and one of the key things that they always say is, I feel like I'm in two worlds. You know, you don't feel as though you're completely here. You feel as though you're elsewhere. Of course, because the particles, they're becoming part of your body. And I don't agree with that. You know, I don't agree with transhumanism. I think, you know,
right.
I think we're beautiful human beings. God gave us a body, you know, that's an incredible instrument. We shouldn't be playing around with it in any way, shape, or form. But that's, again, that's just my opinion, you know.
Christopher, when you first started seeing people with Morgellons, what did you think?
Well, my first call to Dr. Hilde was, I basically said to her, you know, like, I'm shocked. Not of the fact of what the stuff is.
Was she aware of this at that time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's been working with it for 40 years, you know, Dr. Hilde Staniger. I think you may know her, but she's been to Conscious Life Expo.
Yeah.
But I said, I'm shocked the fact that someone could ever manufacture and design this and put it in people's bodies, you know, because it's so destructive.
So truly remarkable. And what is it try to do to people? Take over their minds? What? I mean, it's creepy, crawly things, but it doesn't kill you, but it drives you crazy.
Well, it does, because it's got an AI consciousness. One of the things is black goo. I don't really know much about black goo, but most planets in the center have this like black conscious type goo type stuff. You know, it's part of the planet. And of course, what's happened is the greys, because they destroyed their planet and they've got so much tumultuous consciousness, they've bought some of their black goo down here, and they've put in the particles as well. So it has a consciousness, you know. I describe it, George, to be honest, as like live dead stuff. It's dead because it's got no soul, but it's alive because it's biologically constructed using AI and all the consciousness of this black goo. And they also bind Borrelia, which is the stealth pathogen of Lyme disease. They bind that to it. So it's actually, the stuff is alive, but it's, you know, what you describe it as, it's not a God being. It's a manufactured thing. So it's very interesting.
How many people, Christopher, do you think are walking around this planet right now with Morgellon's disease?
Well, bearing in mind the last 3 or 4 years, I would say probably over 55% of the planet's population.
Wow.
It's replicating. Yeah, it's replicating. And, of course, now we're seeing things like, you know, myocarditis. We're seeing, I mean, it's interesting if you look at some of the pathologists or the undertakers, they're finding, they call it squid in people's arteries. You know, what's that? You know, and they've never seen it before. Well, that's the nylon, that's the proteins that create the nylon, and it starts growing through the artery. So this is a real problem, you know.
Indeed, indeed. We're going to take calls next hour with Dr. Christopher Macklin. Much more to talk with him about when we come back in just a moment. When you said they put it in our foods, what kind of foods might it be going into?
Mainly meat, I think. Yeah, they do put it in the meat. And, of course, they're trying to manufacture meat at the moment, which...
How did they get away with it?
Well, I just think they're doing what they like. I mean, you know, it's interesting. The people with the money right now, if you look at, you know, if you look at America or you look at the planet, is that they seem to be in charge.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox